Rookies are set to report to Redskins training camp in Ashburn today, but the question is, will RG3 be there? Joining us to talk more about it, WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. George, why would you give up all those draft picks and not sign this guy?
Yeah, it seems kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? The rookie is set to report today, and I think, as you hear a lot of times over the past few years, you know, a lot of these rookie contracts getting negotiated right up to camp. Well, the rookie pay scale is in place with this new CBA, so it's basically supposed to be a formality, and I think that we're still waiting for Andrew Luck to sign, too, who's the number one pick, and you know how those things kind of work. It's kind of a domino effect. So, you know, he won't be at Redskins Park today if he doesn't sign the deal. He won't be there tomorrow if he doesn't sign the deal either. But with him not supposed to be on the field until next week, it's not a huge deal, I wouldn't think, these first couple of days. But if it gets into later this week, then it's starting to become a huge deal. So let's just hope that the formality takes care of itself today and he gets to camp.
Well, what's the holdup? What can't they agree on?
Well, if the reports are, Bruce, that if, you know, the rookie pay scale, he's basically going to get something to the similar to what Von Miller got last year. 4 years, who was the number two pick. 4 years, $21 million, signing bonus around $14 million. But some of the reports are on this offset language, which seems to be going around a lot now, that Robert Griffin III and his agent want the Redskins to guarantee the four-year deal of the $21 million, let's say. But if for some crazy reason, and I think everybody that's listening and around town hope this doesn't happen, the Redskins release RG3 for the first 4 years, they don't want to have to pay him the guaranteed money. They want it to be made up for whatever contract he gets with a new team. So it seems to be ridiculous because I don't think that this guy is going to be released in the next 4 years. So it just seems like it's something that should get done and needs to get done.
Absolutely. When it gets down to that kind of ridiculousness, it must seem really silly to the other players as well.
You would think, right? It seems to be because, I mean, let's face it, everything the Redskins gave up to go up to number two, you've obviously done your homework, and this kid seems to be what he is as advertised and everything we've seen in the rookie camp. So, you know, there's no chance of him being released in the next 4 years. So
he's not Albert Haynesworth.
Right. Oh, please don't mention that.
Well, so he's not. So RG3 is not going to benefit or be hurt by this particular sticking point at all, so it must be for precedent for the Redskins.
You know, you would think that's exactly what it is, Bruce, because the Redskins want to say, you know what, if you get released in the first 4 years of this deal and go on to another team, then that's where you should be getting your money. We shouldn't have to pay you the guarantee. But you're right, it's basically a precedent the team's trying to say. So now one of these two sides needs to cave in and realize that
I
have to be in camp as
a
football.
Not all players are equal. That's why they gave up the sun, the moon, and the stars to be able to draft this guy. So
Correct. You
give them what it takes to get the deal done, and if the next guy happens to be a little less than what he is, you explain to him, you're not Robert Griffin III. That's why you don't get it.
Look, and we didn't give up all these draft picks to get you, right?
Right. I mean, what are we talking about here? Trying to create the perfect system?
See, we can close the deal today.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they should have just called us from the beginning. This thing could have been done.
All right, George. Thanks a lot, WTOP's Redskins beat reporter, George Wallace.